We kick off hour number three, final hour of the week. And you're set for the weekend here on Three and Out. It's brought to you by Volunteer State Insurance Brokers. Right here across the great state of Tennessee, they'll shop for you. They work for you, not the insurance companies. And they're ready to serve you. It's David Britt and his team. B-R-I-T-T is how you spell his last name. David Britt at VolunteerStateInsurance.com. Shoot him an email. He'll get you a quote absolutely free. No pressure. If it works for you, go with them. If it doesn't, we appreciate you reaching out and giving him an opportunity to serve you. We want what's best for you, as does Volunteer State Insurance Brokers. They're here to help the citizens of Tennessee. You can call them at 865-224-3243, 865-224-3243. My family and I have made the switch to Volunteer State Insurance Brokers, and you should at least hit them up for a quote and see if they can help you have better health insurance, better life insurance. They're going to be on your side, and they won't charge any brokerage fees. Just mention Fan Run Radio, UT alum, diehard Vols fan, one of the 37. It's David Britt and his team at Volunteer State Insurance Brokers. Online, go to the website. I know you've been putting it off. Just go ahead and do it. It's volunteerstateinsurance.com. You'll be shocked at how easy it is to get a quick quote and just see, check, and see if they can help you in the health insurance or life insurance departments. Volunteerstateinsurance.com. Got big plans for the weekend?
No.
Nothing? Just
living free.
Walking around, looking around, huh?
Probably that.
Going to watch the Bristol race Sunday at 3:30?
I might. Might check that out.
Why didn't they put the golf this weekend? Wouldn't it have rated even higher?
Why do you say that?
And the Phil and the...
Why do you say that?
Because on Memorial Day weekend, people like...
I mean, it was the highest rated golf event ever.
Hmm. All right. Fair enough. On cable. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, we got 2 more weeks till they play a real tournament, I think. Like, the pros are back at it.
I didn't realize it was so close.
Yeah. Hey, news out of Denmark. They sent their kids back to school.
Mm-hmm.
The coronavirus cases kept going down. And they're not even wearing masks. So, that's good news. Because, you know, if you went back to school and cases went up, that could be a big problem with, you know, college. Like, if college students come back in the fall and the cases start spiking, that I'm much more afraid of that than I am people that are freaking out right now. Like, there's no need to be freaking out right now about coronavirus. Like, there might be a reason to do new things in the fall. There might be. There might not be. But right now, the numbers are in a place where no one should be worried about coronavirus. So, that's just your PSA for today.
What would you say is the best way to keep a kindergartner for wearing their mask on?
Don't make them wear a mask. That would be my suggestion.
Can you ask that question again?
Yeah. Sorry, I was a little distracted. What's the best way to keep a kindergartner to have... Nope, screwed up there again. If you were watching a group of kindergartners...
Yes.
How is the best...
How is the best?
How is the best way?
I'm ready to go.
Are you asking... How would I keep kindergartners' masks on? Mm-hmm. How would I influence them to keep their masks on?
Yeah.
Ratchet straps. Glue. You can't do it. They're kindergartners.
Smelly marker on the inside.
What, are you trying to get them high? Yeah, great job, Nate. Yeah, just rub some Sharpie in there.
They have smelly markers that don't make you high.
Kids are already passing out from wearing the mask because it's too much CO2. You're trying to get them laced up? Jeez Louise. Hmm. Aren't you a father?
Probably make them easier to watch, not as mobile.
Yeah.
Slower.
Benadryl, yeah. That's your answer.
Nap time.
Not as docile. They trip and fall a lot more.
You're crazy, man. I like you, but you're crazy.
Jeez, Nate.
That's an old school reference, Will.
I would just not make them wear masks, Davey, especially since the latest research says they might not even be able to pass coronavirus at all, and they definitely aren't getting it.
No, I'm not arguing. I mean, I completely agree. I'm just saying I was talking to a teacher, and she was consulting with people higher up at their school district and was saying, yeah, we're likely going to have the kids wear masks when we come back to school in the fall.
Yeah, that's not going to...
There's just no way.
No.
There's no way.
Stupid. We are idiots. Hey, did you know...
Speak for yourself.
So I'm still in the 35 to 64 years old bracket, despite my birthday today.
Yes.
To my probability of death, just walking around...
Looking
from,
around.
From any case, is 0.49%.
Mm-hmm.
That's your annual probability.
Okay.
Annually, 0.49%. My annual probability of dying from COVID-19 is 0.01%. So there's like, you know, 50 times likely to die of something other than COVID-19.
But if you have COVID-19, when you die from something else of COVID-19, you still die from COVID-19.
Exactly.
These are the rules.
The way I said that reminded me of that NCAA commercial where it's like, and they're going pro in something other than sports. Like, well, more likely to die from something other than COVID-19. If you're really old, like 85 and over, you...
Old.
Like, you're going to die 13.44% of the time, like, for the year. Like, that's your chance of death.
Just
that year.
Death at that age is... Right. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. 0.34% chance of it being COVID-19. 0.34%. I mean, I'd say it's a lot higher if you're in a New York nursing home, but, you know, just averaging everything out together. So, and this is, this is from the CDC also. That's one of the sources here. Put out by the Washington Times. The Washington Times put it out. The CDC also came out and said that their new death rate they've calculated is 0.4%, which is much, much lower than they had originally thought. So, I mean, at least they're correcting themselves.
True.
They're not doubling down. The latest from Dan Walken, which I have not clicked on, and I will not click on, his column is titled, "Many Offensive Linemen Fit the CDC's Definition of Severely Obese. Are they at greater risk of complications from COVID-19? Some scientists wonder and worry."
Now, I made this joke the other day. They were actually having some issues with some of the people that are in the higher up categories as far as possibly catching COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Just go 7-on-7.
Dan! Woken.
7-on-7.
Are you kidding me? The college football linemen are fat. They might die from COVID.
It's okay to call men fat.
Is it?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Especially if they're big football players.
All right.
I just... Boy.
BMI is a terrible way to measure. Like, the whole idea behind body mass index and whether you constitute as obese or not, it's very dumb. It doesn't really take into account muscle mass.
Right. Well, and as Clay Travis has pointed out, too, if you're under 24 years old, you're more likely to be struck by lightning than die of coronavirus. So should we not play football outside anymore? Like, don't, you know, never play football outside. Might get struck by lightning.
I mean, we don't play in storms.
It's true.
Yeah, there are rules, actually, that if there's lightning within a certain distance that the game stops.
Right. They made us go inside at West Virginia game.
Yeah, I remember the Bowling Green game when it was...
Was it Vanderbilt this last year?
There was...
Or South Carolina?
2 years ago, I want to say that we had 3 or 4 lightning delays.
Stupid lightning. So, the statistics making COVID not as scary. Yeah. Interesting.
Dude, it's absolutely ridiculous. Not to mention, and I no one wants to just admit this, but yeah, is there increased risk? Yes. Does anyone on this show believe COVID-19 is a hoax? No. We're not idiots. We're not morons. Do we believe people have died from COVID-19? Yes. Again, we're not stupid. Is there increased risk? Absolutely. Is there increased risk with lots of things in life? Absolutely. Are you just going to have to get over it and deal with it at some point? Absolutely. And if I'm going to deal with it, I'd rather deal with it having the things and doing the things that I enjoy doing than to be holed up in the house somewhere, like, dying from other things. So dumb. Like, yeah, there's an increased risk, okay? There's always going to be an increased risk. There just is. Deal with it. Move on.
Yeah, like you have a much higher risk of dying in a car wreck than anything else that you do on an everyday life.
Right.
You can't stay at home all day. You have to drive a car to get to other places.
Right, and I'm only going to say this now because he tweeted it, and it's easy. It's also easier for me to say it, I feel like, with him not on the show at the moment. But the you want the absolute trump card because people make Will's point. They'll say, hey, you're more likely to die in a car accident. And one of the wokesters will say, yeah, but car accidents aren't contagious. And then you got Billy Williford, who's like, hey, my brother was killed by a guy who's distracted driving his car. So, yes, car accidents can be contagious. Completely random, no fault of his own. Boom. Trump card. We're done here. It's time we start just living. I'm over it.
Your haircut looks nice.
Thanks.
Did you wear a mask?
Got it yesterday. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Head on over to fanrunradio.com. You can read some great posts by our web team there. They've been crushing it. And you can also click on the Crown Cleaners Starch Madness promo. Fourth shirt absolutely free with Crown Cleaners and Starch Madness. Click on the promo right there at fanrunradio.com.
I forgot I need to post my article.
Do that. You don't have anything else going on. Oh, wait.
Like a show?
Yeah.
It just takes one button. Okay. I mean, the biggest part's like having my computer boot up.
Right now, we got the best win total bets for the 2020-2021 NFL football season. Caleb Presley is building a case for the Heisman for your Tennessee Volunteers.
True that.
We got the NHL's plan for their 2014 playoff, a list of the three worst stadiums in the SEC, and is it time to rename Neyland Stadium the Doug's Dome?
It's not a dome, so no. Would we dome it?
I think that's part of the
retractable roof, that
we,
bad boy.
We were just talking about how we shouldn't play outside.
There you go.
So, two birds, one rock.
It would be nice to never have to worry about
Boom.
A September weather delay.
There you go. Let's go to the phone line to grab Philly. What's up, Phil? You're on Three and Out. Nice to hear from you.
Good morning, Joe.
Morning, sir.
I figured I'd try getting having an intelligent phone call with y'all instead of those clowns at 3 o'clock. I always get in arguments with every day. Mm.
Why are they so combative towards you, Philly?
I don't know. According to my, I have something to do. I got alcohol in my system most of the time when I'm calling.
Well.
But, you know, it's good to argue once in a while. It makes you feel better once you get it over with, you know.
I'm a big fan of just, you got to sharpen the skills. You got to keep those weapons ready. So you just get in little arguments so that when a big one happens, you're prepared.
Well, I think some people don't want to hear the truth either, and then usually, you know, I've been using my number two thing for a long time, and it, people just don't seem to, I think a few people are starting to see the light on it.
Number two, I'm assuming you're talking about Jarrett Garantano?
Exactly.
Okay, just making sure.
Are you disappointed we didn't get JT yesterday?
Yeah, in a way I am, but if he's going to be a graduate and sit out, I don't see why it's going to help us any. But if he's eligible immediately, then I would have taken him. So I don't know. Is Georgia trying to get him eligible immediately? Sure, they are.
Well, they got Jamie Newman. I don't know if you've heard from any of your Georgia buddies, but he's going to win the Heisman this year, according to them.
Yeah, but guys, these two quarterbacks are better than number two, and that's I just hope Harrison Bailey's a real deal, and then I hope this other guy we got coming in next year is another elite level quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to be going through all this mediocre quarterback again.
Yeah, I said it earlier, Philly. We got to get up into the different level of consistent quarterback play. That's just something that has to happen.
Yeah, I mean it's been a long time. I mean. Even when we had Dirt Dobbs, I mean, he was inconsistent. And, you know, going back to the former era, Eric Ames was inconsistent. So we haven't had, you know, what you call quality quarterback play in a long time.
Sounds like Clawson.
It seems like we'll have one decent quarterback and then a few years of vent. We need to get on that consistent one guy after another, and there's just not that huge drop-off.
Yeah.
I feel like Georgia's been able to do that fairly recently.
Well, Georgia's recruiting like Fulmer used to.
Mm.
And I don't, you know, up until the last, probably the last 5 or 6 years of Fulmer's regime, he didn't recruit like he was in the 90s and early 2000s. But I don't know. It's hopefully we can win on these four big games. I just don't see it with number two behind center.
Hmm. Which one would you want the most, Philly?
Is well, just, I'll take any one.
I got a question for you, Philly. Which one do you think number two would give you the best chance of winning? You have to pick one. You can't set this out. You got to pick one.
Have to pick one?
Yeah.
That number two could actually win a game?
Mm-hmm. Like, of those four, like, obviously we don't think he's going to, but if you had to pick one.
I don't see how you could win any of them.
If you throw Florida out, okay, Florida's out.
Yeah, you know he ain't going to beat Florida.
I mean, Oklahoma doesn't play good defense. Is it Oklahoma?
He'll throw a pick six against Oklahoma, though.
Now, they were, like, is that the strategy? Somebody put this out yesterday, how Oklahoma doesn't have a guy on the defensive front that's over 300 pounds. Where you look at Tennessee's starting starting offensive line, like, all of our guys are over 300 pounds. Huh. So is it, I mean, obviously, if you're Oklahoma, you're probably just stacking the box because you're not too worried about JG lighting you up. Can you stop the run? That's probably Oklahoma's game plan if you're looking at it from right now.
Well, that'd be our game plan, trying to run. I'm the one that, but you got to throw a little bit here and there to try to get him out of the box. But I don't know. Go to another topic here, guys. Did you see where Kennedy Chandler is leaving? Is Briarcrest and is probably going to go to Sunrise Academy out there in Kansas?
Yeah, is that really bad news for us, or is that good because he's out of Memphis?
Well, I'd say probably helps a little bit.
Okay.
Although, you know, Kansas might try to get involved with him.
Yeah.
Were they on his list? Were they in his top six or seven?
No, I don't think
okay.
they are.
Okay.
But that's a, you know, why is he leaving there? Because Briarcrest is not going to be any good?
I don't know. That's strange to me.
But that's interesting, your senior year you're doing that. Of course, I guess maybe he's wanting to improve his stock, but you remember Corey Walker Jr. was a top 20 player going in his senior year, and he went to Hargrave, and his stock fell about 40 points.
Hmm.
He's ended up in the 60s instead of in top 20. I mean, he was a five-star at one time, too, Corey Walker Jr.
Right. Yeah. When he first committed, I think, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So,
Philly, have you heard anything about Brandon Huntley Hatfield?
Yeah.
Is it true he's been working out in town?
Yes, he's been in town.
Is it possible that he transfers to Catholic?
I think a lot of things have to happen for that to take place.
Fair enough.
And, I mean, does he want to leave, you know, totally say bye to IMG Academy? I mean,
yeah, it seems like a pretty good place to be if you're him.
Yeah, but you remember, I watched the IMG last year. They didn't have any guard play. They had great. They had about five or six post players.
Hmm.
I mean, they had Jaden Springer and Matt Murrell was the only two guards they had in their whole roster. And they're both gone now, so I'm sure they recruited some players. But, Hatfield Henley is from Clarksville.
Right.
So, does he want to come back to, you know, be in Tennessee, or do you want to, you know, play another year down in Florida at IMG Academy? Of course, you know, I play in that schedule, but Catholic plays a national schedule also.
Yep, especially lately. They've been playing some big boys.
And I think that Catholic maybe have the Sunriser Academy on their schedule.
Oh.
So, that will be, I think it's in Chattanooga. I think there's some Classic in Chattanooga at Macaulay, and I think those two teams are maybe are on it, and that'd be a hopefully this corona crap be out of the way and I can go down there and see it.
There you go. Here's hoping.
Here's hoping.
I'm like you. Let's just move on. This is ridiculous. I mean, we're going to die anyway. What the heck? Have fun. See you.
See you, Philly.
See you, Philly.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
There you go.
Andy Dufresne said that.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to make sure you knew.
Yeah.
I like to give proper attribution
mm-hmm.
when quoting. I was going to do it earlier, but Davey caught it.
The wild web of college basketball recruiting. You think football's nuts. Basketball's a whole nother animal.
If you haven't seen Blue Chips, go watch it and realize that that movie was filmed in the 90s. Then you'll know.
There you go.
How far it's come.
Mm-hmm.
Patino was in that movie, ironically.
Funny how that works.
Mm. Called it.
Yep.
Man, Philly hates Jarrett Garantano. I mean,
I don't know.
I wouldn't say he hates him. He just realizes he's not a good quarterback.
That's fair.
I do feel like Philly kind of paints himself in a corner, though, because if Garantano plays well, like,
he'll admit if he's wrong.
I know he will, but that's why Philly's one of the good guys. But I feel like you almost, before something happens, you're almost kind of hoping it goes poorly because you kind of want to be right. But it's a tough place to be because do you want Tennessee to win or do you want to be right? Because if you go that hard against JG, if you say JG's never going to do it and he's the guy given the opportunity to do it, you can't have both those things happen. Tennessee can't win big, and Jarrett Garantano also suck at the same time. So you can't be right and have Tennessee win big at the same time. You got to be – one has to happen, then the other can happen. And that's best case.
Is it fair to say that if he's going to have a bad game, you want it to be Oklahoma?
Yeah. I want it to be Charlotte. I either want him to start the whole year or suck so bad against Charlotte that he starts for one series against Oklahoma and then Harrison Bailey comes in. And that's it. That's the last we see of him. That's the gray area is what's doomed Jeremy Pruitt before a little bit.
Mm.
Like, just we need it to be clear. We need it to be easy.
Yeah.
Make a call.
And almost like the call has to be made for him in a way.
Right, right. And I don't even blame him for that. It's just kind of the way it is right now. But hopefully, if you're stuck in the gray area, it's because Harrison Bailey's so good, but then Jarrett Garantano is also playing really well, and you're kind of stuck in that gray area. I don't want to be stuck in that one last year where we're like, yeah, Garantano sucks and he's gone rogue, but our other guys suck too, so we're just stuck here. I mean, the best thing that could happen is just Harrison Bailey's so good that you're like, JG, you've done some good things for us. Be ready, but this guy's so good.
No, yeah. It's like I said last year. Like, I hope. 2 years ago, and I was like, I hope Keller Chris wins the job because that means he's that much better, and there's no doubt. Yeah. Ideally, yeah, Bailey's just so good, you can't keep him off the field.
Right.
We can dream.
All right, we'll come back. We got a very interesting question that came through on Twitter. Oh. Very interesting. Theoretical life and death question. Next.
They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run.
All right, here we go. Question for you. Tyler sent this in. He said, Preston Johnson asked this question. If you had a 100-sided die with one side, an instantaneous, painless death.
Painless. Okay.
Yeah. 99 sides award you $1 million. How many times would you roll the die?
Tax free?
We'll say tax free. We'll say, just to make it easy, we'll say it's actually a payment of more. And then once it's taxed, you're clearing $1 million per roll.
how instantaneous is instantaneous? Like, do I have any chance to
You're
say
just dead.
It no, just automatic?
Hits. You don't even okay. know. Like, you probably don't even have a chance to see it roll the death.
It just side. Lands. You don't
just
even
lands,
realize.
It's like, whoop, there it yeah. is. Yeah.
100-sided.
100-sided.
That'd be a pretty big dice.
Die. It's only one.
It's true. I see here.
Four.
Oh, man.
Four?
Four. I mean, if I have $4 million, I'm good.
It's life-changing money.
I'm just nervous with my history in SEC Survivor,
mm-hmm.
how well I would actually fare. But I think I would be willing to go two.
Two?
If I have $2 million, put $1 million in the bank, start gaining interest, put it, invest it, have the other million, I could live off that for a long time. I mean, okay. I'm pretty cheap. Like, it doesn't take a lot to make me happy.
Give me seven.
Seven. Seven. Lucky seven. Lucky number 11.
Yes, exactly. Well, that was just on accident. Mm-hmm. I think because if I hit seven, I know I would be able to convince myself to go to 8 and 9 and I would stop at double digits. But if I hit seven and I was able to convince myself to stop, I have a little bit longer of life expectancy, I think, out of all the room just because I'm 18. So I need a little bit more money
yep.
to last. And then... I still have to pay off a little. Like, I haven't even gone to college yet, so I'm still going to have to pay off student loans that are going to be in the future.
Not if you have $7 million. Just pay cash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or don't go to college. Just invest it.
That's a good point. Will
live the dream.
Will made a great point. Seven break, though. Would let's say you have the let's say you're at four or three, and you get to that number, and you've got that. You say you've won $3 or $4 million. How tempted are you then to continue to press your luck?
Hit me again.
It's like, oh, that worked out, didn't it? Yeah, roll it.
Can you come back like months later and roll again?
No, I think it's got to be
a one-time deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing on a level table, right? There's no lean to the table. It's not asphalt. It's just regular. Yeah, you throw it down regulation.
Perfectly
everything.
Even theoretical odds. Would you flip a coin once for $69 million?
Nice.
Nope.
Because that's how many rolls would take you to 50-50. You could roll it 69 times.
100-sided die?
According to this chart that Tyler also sent me, which is fascinating. Yeah, what was your number? What was your first number? Three? Four?
Four.
Five? What'd you say?
Four.
Okay, so you have a 3.94% chance of death. 3.94%. That's your risk.
I can live
for
that.
$4 million. Davey, what'd you say? You're just going like two?
Two.
1.99%.
I don't know.
Will,
I might, seven?
I
might go three if I'm not dead after the first two.
6.79%.
Okay.
I mean, isn't this kind of the Mike Leach thing? Like, though, I mean, if you're dead instantly and painlessly, like,
people would miss me.
Yeah.
But it's really more for them.
But you kind of have to factor that on the front end because once it hits, like it hits and you don't care anymore. Like you, it's a weird, really weird theoretical thought process there. Like you can't care about the people you care about after you're dead.
Maybe I can, maybe I can't.
Technically speaking.
Never been dead before.
Not in the same way, at least.
Do I still get the option to haunt people or is that taken from me?
I don't know. That's a great question. You're a big haunting guy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, big if I'm not going to get my revenge in real life, might as
do
well
I get one do-over? Afterlife. Like, if the number's again? Eight and it's like, boom, eight. Okay. Woo. No, I'm just kidding. It's one time.
No, that's the... My initial thought was just roll it 99 times. You'd have a 63% chance of death. But, man, $99 million.
I mean... The numbers don't, I mean, it resets every time. It's not like if I rolled a six and I roll a six again, I don't win.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, theoretically,
you should be able to come back to it months later and just roll it again.
Yeah. You got a 1% chance of dying every time you roll the thing.
Yeah.
So just roll it once a day. Make $1 million a day for life. Oh, dude.
Until you hit the number, though.
Like, yeah. You rolled enough. But you die. So you get $1 million. A day for life.
Good point by you. I like it.
For life. Until you're dead.
One roll a year?
Like a birthday roll?
I mean, okay, I turned 38 today. How many, you know, you start doing the math, how many years I've left. Roll it once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Get the million.
Mm-hmm.
39, you know, how many? Not going to get anywhere near the 69 number, right? Like, that's the 50-50 mark.
Can I have someone roll for me, and then if they win the money, rob them, but if they die, they die?
No. Can you pay
them? Yeah, like you go 50-50 with somebody? Like, the death's on you, but I'll give you half of it.
Yeah, I got this die.
That's the deal.
Magic die.
Isn't that basically like an agent?
Mm-hmm.
Takes yeah. a piece.
And if they die, they die.
If I have the power, though, I feel like someone would take that deal.
Dies. They would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, if you were going to roll it four times, you would take that deal to roll it twice.
What happens if you mm-hmm. accidentally drop it and it lands on the death?
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like, well, that's a do-over. Like, that's a hey.
I feel like you're an angel shows up and you have to argue. Like it's a Monopoly roller.
Get arbitration.
Go to instant replay to see if you were down by contact or not.
Yeah. What if it falls in the crack and it's going to halfway?
That's a re-roll. That's easy. What a strange question.
I mean, you could roll it 150 times and still have a 23% chance of being alive.
How many times?
150. Mike Trout money now.
Is there a time?
I'm in the conversation.
Is there a time where it gets to 100% death? Theoretically? Or could you? I guess you could technically roll it until you don't die. Or no, you would have to roll it until you die, technically. Theoretically.
Doesn't it never get to 100, though? Theoretically, you could roll it forever in like a limit. Don't you have to apply some calculus there?
I didn't take calculus. I took stats, and it ended early.
It ended early.
No wonder we're freaking out about coronavirus. We haven't educated our youth. They don't know any stats.
I didn't take economics either. That was the other class I missed.
Isn't that why Tyler's going to DM me with a bunch of like really? He's going to be offended by our idiocy about gambling. But isn't that why you can't calculate the odds for craps very easily? Is because theoretically. The shooter could like roll a four, and that becomes the point,
mm-hmm.
and then roll infinitely without rolling a four or a seven. Seven would end it. Four would, you know, hit the point and end it in a good way, sort of. Like so, like to calculate when I taught stats, to calculate the craps odds, you basically have to run a probability tree. But eventually, you get to such small percentages, you just have to stop because I mean, it could literally go on forever because there's always going to be some percent chance the shooter's still rolling. And that's when you make a ton of money in craps is when they're rolling all these numbers. People bet specifically, and it keeps the game going because you get paid off on those as they're rolling over and over and over.
Yeah, I didn't pay that much attention in class.
It's a good craps breakdown, I thought.
I feel like if we talked about
craps. I think
2
to 5 is the number. 2 to 5.
That's why I went with 4.
Yeah.
4 million. Bank it. Alive.
So
ready to go.
In statistics, you usually either go like with confidence intervals, you'll go 95%. Those kind of correlate with p values of less than 0.05, or you go p value of less than 0.10, or like a 90% confidence interval. So I feel like that means you should either pick 5 rolls, which will give you a 4.9% chance of death. So you're going with the 95% odds, like that's the number, or you could go with 10 rolls, 9.5%, 9.56% chance of death. So you still have over a 90% chance of living. 10 rolls. But if you got to, would it work the opposite way? You're like, I'm rolling 10 times. But if you get to 9 and you've already made it, you're like, do I really need one more $1 million?
No, not at that point.
Yeah, I feel like you might just stop at like 7 or 8 even. But that's enough.
Yeah, I feel like the difference between $9 and $10 million feels a lot smaller than the difference between like 1 and 2 or 3 and 4.
Yeah, that's a good point. Goes both ways. All right, glad we got that settled. You can tweet us your opinion if you want. We got the final segment, getting you set for the weekend next.
I think we crushed that.
3 and out.
Mathematically.
Uh-huh. Final segment of the program of the day of the week right here on 3 and Out Fan Run Radio. I mean, just for us. The Blitz is next. Stay tuned for that. Janeway says technically every roll is the same odds, though, right? The odds reset with every roll. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's probability is weird like that. It's very strange. Theoretically, once you've successfully rolled 3, 4, 5 times, you're no more likely on that next roll to hit the death number than you were before.
But
if you did conditional probabilities from the get-go and knew that you were going to do that many rolls, your odds of hitting the death roll go up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got a question for you.
I mean, that kind of blows your mind. That's why stats and probability is like the easiest topic and then also very complicated mm-hmm. once you start adding some conditions in.
All right, same rules, but instead of $1 million, mm-hmm. you get a national championship for Tennessee or a Super Bowl for your football team, and you get to choose the sport for Tennessee, basketball or football, but same rules apply. You die instantly. Same 100 things. How many times do you roll? You get to choose a championship, basically, or predict it, and you can give it to your team.
I'd probably just roll it once, give it to Tennessee football.
Just one time, that's it? Just here it is?
Yeah. I'm not risking death for
I'd probably
Barnes.
Go 4 again. 2 for Barnes, 2 for Pruitt. Maybe, I don't know, maybe.
Honestly, back to back.
Is it weird that I'm tempted to roll more for Tennessee football?
Yes.
Really? Than the money?
Yeah.
Like, think about it.
Because you could buy Tennessee football out if you had millions of dollars to.
No, you cannot. No. I mean, I'd have to have over
a booster. No, not buy the whole school out. I meant be a booster and help out the program.
Yeah, I could help them out. Yeah.
I mean,
Bagman.
But to get to that level, like we're talking hassle money.
We're talking billions of dollars.
I'm sorry, I plan on making millions on top of the millions.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
If he rolls the 69.
I took a small loan of $1 million.
I wish.
No, I mean, I get that. That one would be even worse because I know, man, $4 or $5 million, I know it'd be good.
I honestly
but, man,
don't know.
Like, joy every year guaranteed.
I would go one roll, and I honestly, at this moment, I couldn't tell you who I would give it to. It's not Duke, if that's what you're wondering. I've watched them win championships. It's between Tennessee basketball and football and then the Titans. Like, obviously winning a college football championship would be awesome, and it's really cool with the playoffs. But, man, just that entire month of March when you're watching a team, because, like, there's just so many games you have to win to actually get to the championship and then win it.
Your memory gets wiped again, though, on this Will Stevens thing, right? Like, I don't want to know that I rolled the championship and that we're going to win every game.
Mm.
No, you won't know that. You just get...
But you get them in your lifetime.
You don't get to choose the year.
I still don't want to know. I mean, being on the doorstep and wondering if you're never going to get back there if you don't win it now is part of the appeal. So I got to have a memory wipe after.
That's tough.
You want like the Men in Black thing? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've rolled the dice. I've won Tennessee championships, but I don't want to know that life event, that moment ever happened.
That's a dangerous game, though, because if you get your memory wiped while you're still standing next to the dice, you could just want to roll the dice again because you don't remember rolling it.
Mm. Sure. Like, no, you've already rolled this. You liked the outcome. Could I know that? Like, hey, they liked the outcome?
Championships and all sports have spread. Like, we're winning rowing, softball.
Yeah, if I didn't get to pick the sport, I'd be out.
I'm just saying, to fit into your lifetime, you had to, like, we won every football and from here until you die of natural causes.
I don't want to win every year.
Spoiled too much by Duke.
I don't even want to win a national championship this year. Let's take a year off. Let's let somebody else have it. I don't know about that.
Gotta let Mike Leach get one here and there.
Oh, shut up. You're just sprinkling them out to other people? As long as it wasn't like Bama, Georgia.
Our rivals.
No, it'd be funny to make sure. It's not so much about
Cutcliffe.
It's not Tennessee getting them. It's just Bama, Georgia, Florida not getting them. Just changing the rules.
I want to up it. I want to go for the million. I'm going to do 7 rolls, and then for the sports, 5. Feeling froggy.
Thanks for that.
Isn't it game day today?
It is.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Day game?
South Carolina.
Oh,
right?
Trap game spot.
Don't say that.
All right, you said the number 8 was death, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got it here. I got the simulator set up.
Oh, David, nice.
How many rolls did you say you were going to do?
7.
Wait, I thought it was 2.
I just changed it.
He took my
Well, now I got to go 8 just to beat it. I was the highest one.
I said I was at 2 and then 1, and then I said, you know what? That's when I made the I'm feeling frocky comment. I went 7 for the $1 million and then 5 for my sports.
You got it set up?
Yeah.
Well, roll for first. Roll for Dave?
You won 7 times.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right.
If I get 8, I die.
8's death. You ready? Oof.
I guess so.
All right. First rolls up and 54.
All right.
All looking right. Good.
We got $1 million.
$1 million.
Second roll, 100.
Oof.
Third roll, 91.
There we go.
3 million.
69.
Nice.
Nice.
You got $4 million. Are you sure you want to continue?
Yeah, we're going to 7. We're going to 7.
You're sure? All right. I feel like once you get to 4, 32.
$5 million coming my way.
I feel like I wouldn't risk 2 more million to die. 51.
6 million. Last one.
10.
Yeah.
Ooh. If you had died, can you imagine? You get to heaven and you're like, I'm such an idiot. I had $6 million.
Good for you. And it was a 10. All right, I'm up.
How many did you say originally? 4?
Four
rolls. All right, here we go.
But I might keep it rolling.
67.
Mm-hmm.
67.
15.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you more worried the closer you get to the number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt good at 100.
32.
Okay.
And 54.
Roll it again.
Going for 5 mil?
Mm-hmm.
34.
Roll it.
88.
Roll it.
Ooh, I should have said that slower.
Yeah, you did. 88. Horrifying.
36.
Okay, I'm at 7 million. Can I beat Davey?
Die.
Roll it.
85.
Ooh. Congrats.
Roll it.
Oh,
one last time. One
81.
Last time.
Man, a lot of eights in there.
A lot of eights.
Am I up?
You're up, Will.
All right.
10 million over here. 10 million.
Give me 11.
All right. 27, 36, 92. It's a really smart website. It reloads every time so they get all the ad clicks.
Oh, yeah, smart.
94. Is that 4? I'll let you count. 100. We've had 2 100s. If 100 had been the death, 2 of you guys would be out of here.
Good news, it's not.
38. 18. 31. 93. 73.
What are you at?
10.
That's 10? So this is to beat me?
This is 11.
11.
Hey!
Give me one more.
Oh, no.
One more.
19.
One more.
You should roll it 99 times. 24.
One more.
20.
One more.
74.
One more.
66.
I have $16 million.
79.
17 million.
35.
18 million.
I got to rethink the strategy.
Eight!
Dead! No, he stopped. He stopped. Kept rolling.
I'll take it. I'm dead. I died with 18 million.
We need a new intern on the show. If anyone's interested, you can DM Nate Hodges. Man. At Nate Hodges. Be sure to wish him a happy birthday while you're there.
Here you go. Wasn't lying.
I don't know why I picked. Why did I get to pick the number and why did I pick 8?
I don't know.
It worked out.
Crazy 8s, I guess.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the weather.
Next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.